You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and I hope you're doing well on this Sunday. It's kind of dreary and rainy here, but oh well, it's fine. I'm still recovering from my illness, so it's not like I'm going to be out playing volleyball or anything today, so I'm talking to you instead. Well, first and foremost, I hope that you're prepared to vote, my friends in America. There are 16 days until election, so if you have not voted yet, then I hope that you're making preparations to vote. This is easily the most consequential election in American history, where America is going to decide if it's going to be an authoritarian government or a democracy, and whether or not we're going to keep the values that made America special in the first place, a country that's founded on goodness and charity and inclusion and justice, and not the sick abomination currently running the country. So get out the vote. Get everybody else you know to go out and vote, okay? This podcast is going to be a two-subject podcast. I've got a lot on my mind here. I'm going to talk first about Master Matt. If you saw the post that I put up a couple of days ago about Master Matt, Master Matt is a straight alpha in Toronto, and he was one of four straight alphas in Toronto last year who learned about fag worship and the use of faggots, and he tried it out and he liked it, just like the other, his three friends in Toronto, all straight alphas, okay? And, you know, Master Nick probably took it the farthest, not probably, he did, by, you know, actually bringing in four faggots to live with him in, you know, in-house faggots that serve him. So, while juggling a girlfriend. But, you know, Master Jin also owns a faggot. So, and he's about to get a second one. So, but Master Matt was, of the four alphas, he was the wildest. He was, he's extraordinarily good-looking, and I think he's hot anyway, and he has an enormous dick, okay? I don't know how long it actually is. It's at least 9 inches, okay? Like, I don't, it's very big. And so, he was really excited when he started fucking faggots because, well, like any straight man who uses faggots, they're just they love the ease of it, you know. There's none of this romancing and dating and telling lies to girls to try to get them into bed, you know. Faggots are simply there to serve, right? So Master Matt was loving it. But the thing is, when I say he's wild, goodness, I got some cum in my throat. When I say he's wild, he was very aggressive. He's probably as aggressive as any alpha that I've ever encountered. Well, other than my rapist, I guess. But, well, no, that's probably not true. But, like, he is like a tornado, you know, destructive, very powerful, and untamable, you know, or at least he was. But, and you know, basically he tore through a bunch of faggots in Toronto, and he was using them like cum rags, basically, you know. He'd get this faggot, and he would use it and then ghost it or get rid of it or whatever, you know. They rarely hung around very long. And the thing about Master Matt is that he is not shy. Like, he'll walk right up to a faggot and say, "You now, let's do it," or whatever, you know, or I'm going to use you now. So he had that part of the game down pat, you know, but he was destructive. And so, you know, faggots didn't stay around and whatever. Now, for quite a while, Master Matt has been dating girls, okay? And he got kind of semi-serious-ish with this one girl. And I didn't hear much from him for months, okay? And I would send him a message here and there. Months would go by, and then I'd hear back from him. So, you know, I figured that there was no way to get faggots out of his blood. I figured at some point he's going to go back to using faggots again because he really got a taste of red meat, and I know he liked it. So, anyway, Master Matt recently broke up with his girlfriend, and he contacted Master Nick, and he contacted me, and there was something on his mind. He'd been thinking about the life that Master Nick enjoys, okay? Master Nick lives the life of a king. He owns four faggots, and they serve him and worship him every day, day and night. And he is really living a comfortable life of worship, you know, the way really all alphas should, you know. But Master Nick made it reality, okay? And Master Matt has been thinking about that. You know, why does Nick have this and I don't? That kind of thing. Or why can't I have that? And so he came back with, humbled, I would say, is kind of a word that I would never probably use with in regards to Master Matt before. But he seemed humbled and ready to learn how to own and care for a faggot as a piece of property that he owns and cares for. And the change was so interesting to me because you see the battle within him. You know, on one hand, he's got this natural instinct to fuck, grab and fuck and whatever, you know, and breed. But then there's this other part, the man part of him is coming out and it's expressing itself. And he wants the better thing. You know, he wants to be a better man. He wants to be a better owner. He wants to be someone who can own, train, care for his own faggot, you know. like Master Nick does. And so that's really a change. And I got to tell you that I never get tired of seeing these straight alphas think deeply, very, very deeply about what it means to own a faggot. In some respects, I think that these straight alphas might be thinking more deeply about it than gay alphas, you know? I don't know if I've ever encountered an example like Master Nick. So it's probably a very good thing that Master Matt has Master Nick there in Toronto to kind of help him along. But I'm just so, so proud of Master Matt for turning the corner and trying to... He might not always succeed, but he's trying. And I think the potential is there for him to be an incredible master of faggots and an incredible owner of faggots. Now, he found a faggot immediately, of course, because faggots flock to him. You can't take your eyes off of him. The faggot's name is Michael, and he is 20 years old, and he is gorgeous. And Master Matt is going to cage Michael and begin to train him to be his faggot. So I'm excited to see those developments, and of course I will always put that stuff on to the site so that I keep everybody abreast of the developments. These are kind of, I like to keep track of these stories right here specifically because it demonstrates without a doubt that straight alphas do use faggots and straight alphas take it seriously. It's not just some frat house nonsense. It is serious. You know, this is serious ownership by straight alphas. You know, so I like to keep... I really do a lot of work for those alphas in Toronto because I want to help them cultivate this thing within them that they want, you know. So that's the first part of this podcast. The second part involves Alpha Parker. There seems to be some controversy around the story that I posted about him, introducing him basically to the audience. He is an absolute apex alpha, but he's been in a relationship for a long time, and he's been faithful, you know, to that relationship, which has kind of dulled his ability to express his alphahood the way he's meant to. And the post that I wrote chronicled his day a few days ago where he decided, I am going to take the faggots that I see and I want them and I'm going to take them and make them service me. And that day he had three faggots submit to him and service him. And it was so powerful to him. And honestly, just listening to it overwhelmed me, and I wasn't even there. But to see an apex alpha, essentially, that's been, wrapped up in a blanket or something, and restrained in a straitjacket or something, and suddenly breaking free of that, and being able to, for the first time, actually stand up and stretch his arms and roar, is just the most beautiful thing I can think of, okay? And that's what he did that day. And that's what he's probably going to continue to do. Now, some readers, there was somebody that left a comment on the post, and there were some other people that kind of bitched at me in private about the fact that he violated this commitment. I've said it on this podcast before, and I guess I'm going to say it again. Commitments to alphas are transitory things. They're not like commitments that ordinary people engage in and are held down by, okay? Alphas aren't held down by anything. They can literally do anything they want. An apex alpha for sure. But I want to make this point, okay? To the people who complain about the fact that he violated some commitment with a human being, okay? With another human being, which, I mean, technically he did, right? But Alpha Parker has a commitment to the hierarchy first. He was born an alpha, okay? So before anything else, this is what he was and is. So his hierarchical commitment comes first and overrides everything else. And that's, I guess, the point I make about all alphas. Well, virtually all alphas cheat on partners, which, you know, I always say, why are alphas even getting partners? The whole world is their partner, essentially, okay? But they do. Society pressures them a lot of times into taking partners. But first and foremost is their commitment to the hierarchy. There's no escaping the hierarchy. None. Okay? It's part of their DNA. It's part of their makeup. It's who they are from birth. That's the first commitment. Just like my first commitment is to be a faggot and to serve men. Okay? Everything, once I understood my commission as a faggot, everything else became secondary. You see? Like, I purposely avoided relationships and things like that because I knew deep down I had this commission to serve. Alphas have a commission to rule the world, and that commission comes first. Their commission is to, in some cases, like what Alpha Parker did the other day, is part of that commission is to teach faggots to submit, teach them what they are through use. So that commission comes first. You know, that commitment, that first commitment happened when he was born. The commitment afterwards is a part of his life later, you know, but I'm not saying it's not important, but ultimately he has to be able to do the things that alphas are supposed to do. And everything else becomes secondary. So hopefully that clears it up a little bit, because that is my position. That will always be my position. And it's the truth. I've known way too many alphas. They're all like this, okay? Whether or not they understand alphahood or the hierarchy at all, it's ingrained in them, and there's no way around it. So people who are complaining about it are trapped in society thing, okay, if we want to call it that. And I get it, but it's not natural law. And hierarchy is natural law. Well, I guess that's about all I had to say today on a rainy day. Again, please vote, okay? Please vote. Every vote counts. There has to be a giant wave of people rise up against authoritarianism in America, okay? It needs to be overwhelming, or else this plague is going to go on. So it needs to be just like when the Israelites went through the Red Sea and then God crashed the Red Sea down on the Egyptians and destroyed them all. It needs to be something like that, okay? So, yeah, I'm using a Bible reference. Sorry. That's all I've got. So thanks for listening, and I appreciate all your comments and your support, of course. I'm hoping that there's going to be a second Twitter account restored this week, so look for that. And, I just posted something about California Alpha. You should read that article, okay, that post. The man is a literal god, okay? He's been with the site for 5 years, and he just continues to amaze me. So check that out, okay? Anyway, I will talk to you soon. I love you. Bye.